If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com. Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com. Or a retailer near you.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school, you're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What's up, it's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm L'Oreal.
And I'm Spice.
Hey, hey girl. And Spice, we see you got on that Grasse Noir. Did I say it right?
Yes, Grasse Noir. You did.
Okay, so that's your brand.
Yeah, that's my clothing brand. The word noir means black. You know, I'm an advocate for black people. So it's a French word, but it means black.
Mm-hmm. And what's Grassy?
My real name is Grace. I just changed the E to I.
Oh, nice.
Because Grassy means thankful. And I kind of I thought it was cute. So I went with Grassy instead of Grace.
I love the piano behind you, too. It's beautiful.
Oh, yes. Thank you. You know, my favorite color is blue. So everything in my house is blue. The pots, the everything.
I love that.
All right. Well, you know, Lip Service, we are starting off with the tip of the day. So the tip of the day today is how do you, if you haven't been in, and there's a lot of people who are locked down, they're by themselves. How do you please yourself at home when you're alone and you don't have a significant other?
How do I please myself? Well, is that sexually or...
You know it is, Spice. Bring the spice. Bring the spice.
How do I please myself? Well, that's pretty easy. Maybe watch some blues or something. I don't normally please myself though, because I'm always with my partner, but I guess you can please yourself by watching some blues or something, entertain yourself. I don't know.
Watching some blues?
Yeah.
Is that like
porn? No, you say you like
you
blues.
Call it porn. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was about to say
like, I don't know what that was.
B.B. King? How was
I'm sorry.
That sounds sad.
In Jamaica, we call it blues, but you call it porn.
Yeah, I did not. All right, good. I'm going to start saying that.
Right. That sounds so sad. Like, why is it blues?
Like blue balls.
I have no idea.
Oh, because you're by yourself.
I don't know. I have no idea why they call it blues, but yeah. That's what we call it in Jamaica.
What about you, Gigi? When you've been in the house by yourself, what do you do to please yourself when you're single?
Well, I have, thanks to our lovely friends at Doc Johnson, I have a whole drawer full of toys.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
So, so even though I'm alone, I got a lot of little companions that I, you know, tend to reach for when I feel like I need to.
L'Oreal,
and I might throw a little blues in there, too.
Blues, rhythm and blues.
What about you, Ange?
No, L'Oreal, first, because you're in Mexico on vacation. You're on vacation, and you're by yourself.
I'm tired. Yeah, and all I do is go to sleep.
You lying.
No, I'm not. I work all day, and then I would try to run and be in the sun. And then by then, I'm tired. So So I don't, it's nothing to please.
What about in Atlanta where you're at home by yourself?
You know what? I had to throw away my Doc Johnson toys because y'all know that I wasn't never a toy person. Mm. So when I did start using it, I was like, this is a little scary because, you know, it does feel good. And I feel like you don't want to get addicted to it. So I threw it away. I had to, like, but I mean, I guess just regular watching the Blues like everyone else, you know.
Why would you throw away something that feels good?
Because I just feel like it's not real. And then it's just too much of it. Like, it's one too much of a unreal thing. It's not good. It just, I don't know. Do you feel like you won't be able to come having sex with a man if you use the toy too much? I do.
I definitely have felt like I might have desensitized myself.
Right.
And I just, you know, just gave it some time to bring it back.
Spice, you don't have any toys?
I was hoping you'd escape me.
No, you do. I feel like it.
I'm not a lover for toys. So I don't have a lot, but, you know, friends talk about certain things. The first one I ever tried was the rabbit. And that's only because I hear girls talking about, oh, I had the rabbit. And I'm like, okay, I want to find out what it is. I'm kind of old school when it comes to sex. I guess it's the way I grew up. But I don't think I love toys. I'm not a lover for toys.
Let's send her a package. Will you try it? Send her a package?
Yes, you can send me a package. I'm, you know, I'll try stuff. That's one thing with me. I like exploring.
What, like butt plugs?
Okay,
Maria. Huh? What? No, I mean, well, Gigi, you remember you got those level ones, and it was like smaller. And
you took it too far. She's already. We're trying to get her to change.
You went from 0 to 100.
We gotta ease her in.
I know she wouldn't even try. You know,
the bullet first.
Because it is easing it in. It starts off with a little tiny one, and then it gets like wider and wider
and longer.
Whoa! I love how you're blushing. That's hilarious.
I know. Spice, you are. Listen, let me tell you something. You know you nasty on your songs. I am
sexually though. I'll think about the dick every time, right? It fuck right through. But, like, I'm not exposed to
fake dick.
The freakies. The butt all out of something. Are you sip, love?
Do you do Kegels to keep it tight? Because, you know, we got to make sure. Do you do the little Kegels with your, you know, you got to make sure you exercise those vagina muscles?
I do, actually. It's something that I read about and I found interest in it. So I do exercise sometimes. I'll be sitting here and just exercising.
Nice. I knew you were doing that right now.
The way I'm sitting, right?
Mm-hmm. You ever do Kegels while you're having sex?
That's the best. They love
that. That's the best time. For me, we call that. That's what we call quint. So if you ever hear any of my explicit song, I'm going to say quint on the body. That's exactly what we call quint. When you exercise in the muscle walls and you make it jump, like, you know, grab that dick and, you know, that's what we call quint it. Yeah.
Okay. I like how you had that right here, too. Okay.
Yeah. Quint it.
Now, I see you had a good Valentine's Day. You was all booed up.
Yeah, I was.
So fill us in, because now that you let us all see your man, you know, give us some information on how long.
I'm blushing again.
I mean, I had a good Valentine. What I want people to understand is that it's always the little things. A lot of girls feel like, or men may feel like, oh, they have to do this extravagant thing. Mm-hmm. Showcasing your love or showing somebody that you love them, it's for me, it's just the little things. What my boo did for me for Valentine's, I appreciated it so much because it was so thoughtful. I've never been a person to like bake. He took me on a private bacon sip. So we did painting. We did all the little things that I never had time to do. So it shows me that he listens. Mm-hmm. And that's very important when you have a man that really cares about the little things. So it was a very romantic day. I was tricked to think I was going somewhere else. And then when I reached to his house, it was fully decorated with you know, the norm rose petals and everything, a private chef. And it was very
normal.
Thoughtful.
I love that. The normal.
No, we
private and, chef, you know, the normal.
And he knows how I love my clothing brand right now, Grassy Noir, and he made me a diamond pendant chain with the logo Grasse Noir. Right. So I thought that was very
thoughtful. Oh my gosh, that is really sweet.
That is.
How long have y'all been together?
Almost a year.
Ooh,
our relationship is pretty new.
So when did you say, okay, it's time for me to do this post?
On his birthday, I think it was maybe 9 months after I met him, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I must say, that's the first time I've ever posted a man publicly. Like, I knew that he was the one because of the relationship that we were having.
Right. That has to be. Man, let me ask you something. Is it a lot of pressure? Because, look, your songs, you are very freaky in your songs. So I'm thinking Spice about to put it down. So,
yeah.
Since
we're talking about him, I must say that my man, his production name is J Bud Media. He was also the one who filmed Angela Yee. And that's when I got to know more about you. The Bean on BTV, Angela Yee.
Oh,
his production company was... His production company, J Bud Media, was the one.
Oh, they did a great job. Yeah. Oh, you got a good man. Oh. Okay.
Thank you.
he's useful. Yeah. That's dope.
Talented.
Yeah, and he's super awesome. He has one of the best production companies, J Bud Media. So since we're talking about it, let me just throw that out there. Big up, yes, my
ma'am.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, well, shout out to
him. Amazing.
His company did a great job. That was one of my favorite productions I ever did. So I appreciate him for that.
Awesome. I'll let him know. I appreciate that. So, yeah.
Is he going to be on Love & Hip Hop with you?
That's another thing. We don't know yet. We don't know yet, but we'll see how that goes. We thinking about it.
Are you scared of something like that? Because you see a
yes,
lot of the relationships.
Yes, that's what I let me yeah. just put. I think you know.
Yes, I know.
I think you know. But when our relationship is so real and it's also new, sometimes you got to be careful. And for me, I'm just such a real person. A lot of people may come maybe like on Love & Hip Hop and they put on a show or they give you something that I don't know what's going on. But I'm going to give you me. I'm going to give you my real. So I'm going to bring, I don't want to bring my real love relationship that I really care about. And then, you know, I don't know.
Right.
We're thinking about it. We got to see how that works.
Girl, I'm going to pray for y'all. If y'all do that, I'm going to just cry.
Yeah. I think everybody wants to get up in my business because they've never seen me with a man. If you notice, I've been on Love & Hip Hop for 3 seasons now, but I've never been in like a relationship. So this is like my first that people really want to see. Okay, we want to see Spice with a man.
Well, they're going to love, they're going to eat that up. And I do want to say, like, seeing you on Love & Hip Hop, first of all, I thought for many different reasons it was great. A, because you're talented. B, because
Thank
of the
you.
Message. That you have behind your music, you know, and we had you on the Breakfast Club before, and we talked about that. And then see also because there's not like a lot of dance hall artists that you see on Love & Hip Hop. So I just thought it was amazing. Right. Yeah. And you got to perform. So we got to see that side of you. So I think
is there even anyone else? Is there, I don't even think there's another dance hall.
No, there's not another Jamaican, or dance hall artist on Love & Hip Hop.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm the only one, especially here in Atlanta. But for me, as somebody in Jamaica, the Caribbean, your goals as an artist is to break out internationally, to become, you know, more internationally known. And I was just like, a lot of people do different things to, you know, get a wider audience. But I was like, it's interesting. What happened when they were coming to Jamaica, I was the person that they reached out to say, hey, the girls are coming to Jamaica for Love & Hip Hop. I think it was season 6, if I'm correct. And I was showing them around. And that's what birthed the idea to say, hey, maybe this is a way how I could, you know, get the American audience to know more about me. And then they will go to find out more about the music. And that's really why I went on the show to, you know, become more internationally known.
These well, it definitely worked because we know exactly who you are now.
And you had already crossed over because when I first started at the Breakfast Club, they used to play Romping Shop like every 5 minutes.
When you're coming out of a Romping Shop.
We love that song. After doing
that was a big record for me. That was definitely a big one for me.
We love that song for sure. After doing the show, do you consider any of those people your real friends?
Actually, I do. I consider, you know, a lot of them my real friends.
Carly Red
and I, we talk. Carly Red is my real friend. she was one of the first friends that I have on the show. Mm-hmm. So I think she's my real friend. We go out all the time. My kids love her. She just recently opened a restaurant. I was there supporting her. She cried. She was like, oh, you're always so supportive. But she's always supportive of me as well. She comes to all my performances. She'll get on stage. Even when she can't really dance.
We see her grinding on the floor, girl.
Hey.
So she's also very supportive of me, and I'm supportive of her. So I think Carly's definitely my real friend. And I mean, Sierra and I, we're real friends too. We pray together. We go to church. People, we're kind of weird friends because people will see us on the internet, but they don't know the real us, like the real Grace Hamilton, who say, Sierra, let's go to church. So I think I do have real friends from the show. And Shekinah and I, oh my God.
Y'all are like oil and water. But y'all are cool. It's funny. Y'all always arguing and then you hug and be cool right the next second. That's dope.
We have the best relationship. I really love Shekinah. I think she's crazy. But the funny thing is about when she goes into like a deep accent. I don't know if you know the accent. And I can't understand her. So me just start talking. Talk Patwa and talk Jamaican, and she's like, what are you saying? And I'm like, well, what the fuck are you saying?
Now, Spice, you made me question all my friendships with your song, Friend, in the video. So I was looking at I was like, man, I got to do lip service with these hoes now. You know what I'm saying?
I was thinking the same thing. Yeah, I said I had to shoot her.
Let me tell you something, ladies. That song means, or I should say, this song means so much to me. I've been through a lot with friends. And so I think I have a very good and a huge catalog, but this one resonates really close to my heart. It means a lot to me. I don't know what it is with me, why friends are, you know, why I choose to have so many fucked up friends, but I've been through a lot with friends. I've learned the hard way. And the song is saying it all. My mom used to tell me. So I have so many apologies to give to my mom, because even when they used to come to my house, like, I'm telling you about friends who I have given my all. Mm-hmm. Like, literally, the clothes off of my back. Like, you know, I took them from grown up, build them. You know what I mean? So my mom used to say, I don't like that one, or I don't like how this one, and I'm just saying, Mom, stop that. You know how mothers are.
Yeah. Mama didn't do that all the time.
She overdoing it.
Give
us some examples, because we're all going to talk about situations that we've had with people we thought we were friends with, and then it turns out we really weren't. So why don't you give us some examples, and then we'll share also.
I mean, yeah, well, we can't have a business. I can drink something.
Yeah, me too.
Let's all take a sip.
Everybody, right. Take a sip if you had one of your friends fuck your man.
OMG. Let me pour a shot.
No, Angela, you know, see, I got on in my business.
Not your man now, but you know, at some point, if you ever had a
friend, hell no,
that fucked your man.
I'm supporting single moms today with my belly on. Okay.
So there we go.
So go ahead, Spice. Set it off for us.
All right. So yes, I've had a friend who fucked my man. Mm-mm-mm. Since we're talking about it. That was one of the big uproar. No make no sense to come and I act like, oh no, it didn't happen. Everybody know I'm real and I keep it real. So yes, I have been in a situation where a friend of mine slept with someone that I was dating. And to be honest, I was more hurt with her than I even was with him.
Right.
Because, I mean, I think it was known how I feel about this person. Like, we were on the breaking off. Like, I wasn't into him like that and whatever. So I think he was trying to get back at me at every way, because I wasn't sexually active with him. Never wanted to. I used to tell him, you need to go. I'm not feeling you. Stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if he was trying to get back at me or what it was. But this person that did it, I genuinely loved and cared for her. Like, even now that she's telling me that it didn't happen, I'm like, why? That it did happen, I'm like, why couldn't you just tell me? Or why would you? I don't know.
Why did you even do it?
I don't know.
But right. you still talk to her after that?
My love, is that one really for something? To be honest, when I found out, I stopped talking to her because I was so hurt that she would do something like that to me. Because like I said, it was somebody that I really love and care for. And she never came out and tell me how it really happened. She never said anything. She just led me to believe, you know, whatever. And since recently, there was a whole drama of how it happened and him forcing himself onto her. And I was just like, it's been 4 years now. Let it stay over there. I don't even want to know more. It's just, it was just too much for me, too much mix up and problem way. I was out of that relationship. I was happy because sometimes when I need to, what I need to tell people is that when you're in a situation and you're coming out of it and you get arrogant with yourself and you're asking God, why? God knows what he's doing. When he's pulling you out of something, he knows exactly why he's pulling you out, why you and the person are break up. And don't worry, stay calm because there's better ahead for you. And he knows what he's doing, especially when you're a person like me who prays. Because I used to be so afraid to pray because the more I praise, the more things reveal to me. Right. Because I would just be here and things just revealing to me. And I'm like, you know, so right. I used to be so scared because I used to pray and I used to say, God, lead me, show me, you know, my enemies, but they end up being my friends.
Right.
So it's a lot with me when it comes to friend. I'm very broken.
And you're right, because that's how you really know you're like, do you have any friends that you would trust with your man? Like, as far as, let's just say they could have his phone number and have access to him in regards to you, you know, because I feel like a lot of women are very cautious about letting their man be cool with their friends. Mm-hmm. But then are those really your friends if you don't trust it?
Right. I know. And that's a good question, because for me right now, I don't have a friend that I would just trust with my man or anything like that. I will always have things in the back of my head.
Because after you get burned, not literally, but you know, after you get burned, I think you naturally, you're going to be cautious. Your guard is always going to be up. You're going to have some kind of, not that it's trust issues, but it's like you loved someone before and they hurt you. So naturally you should look out for yourself. That doesn't mean that you don't consider them a friend.
Exactly.
You just aren't caring
more
about
cautious. You're more cautious.
I think that's okay. Maybe I'm wrong, but you know, that's how I feel.
That's just taking the lesson from that experience and taking it with you as you move forward to different relationships in life.
Right. Definitely. And I have learned a lot of lessons. And the truth is, you will come across people who is nothing like the past friends that you have. Mm-hmm. And you do chastise them in a way where in Jamaica, would I say, the same bad apple spoiled the whole bunch. Meaning one bad apple.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. The experience that you had in the past, it just makes you just not trust anyone at all. So I'm like that for me. I don't know about anybody else. Many people may have not went through what I did, but I went through a lot with friends. That's not the only heartbroken that I've had with friends. Most of my friends, them were me help. Most of my friends, them were me pushed to the top. Most of the people, them who I've done everything for, they are always the one who betrayed me. I feel like right now, I'm getting a fight from the world, and it's just me against the entire world. And if I put up my hand and think about all the people who is fighting me right now, are trying to see me my downfall, they are the same people that I helped. The same people who I fed, the same people who I took my clothes off of my back and gave, the same people who I brought from ground up, the same people them who would say, oh, you know, she did this for me, but.
Right.
And the but keeps what's coming.
But though, is the but that you left them behind? Because sometimes.
She thinks she's too good now.
Yeah, sometimes people get bitter. Like, they can't be on Love & Hip Hop with you, so they're upset. They're like, where was Shekinah when I was helping
her? You know what I like with you? I said, you licked the nail on the head. Mm-hmm. Being on Love & Hip Hop is it's such a pain for so much people. Mm-hmm. And they don't know how. I did a normal interview like everyone else. I came up with my own idea. It's not like I saw somebody on it and follow and say, oh, me, I'm going to do that. I'm the only one from Jamaica who ever thought like that.
Right.
I'm creative like that. I said, this is how I want to showcase myself. Mm-hmm. But then people hate you because them see on Love & Hip Hop. People hate you because you're at the top. You work so hard to become successful. But then when you become successful, that's when you get the hardest fight from your closest friends.
Yeah. Isn't that the saying? Build you up to break you down. Or people do that,
right? They love you when you're struggling, but then once you make it, they don't want to see you win.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And you have a lot of friends around you who want to see you do good, but just not better than them.
Right.
Ooh, preach.
You better come on now. The choir in the background.
But L'Oreal, what about you? Have you had experiences with people you thought was your friends?
Yeah, I mean, numerous times there's been a lot of different things. And just like you, my mother used to tell me from young, like, you don't have any friends. And then I used to, like, older, I got mad at her because I'm like, because you kept telling me I don't have any friends, now I don't. Like, that's how I felt, like, because I don't trust people that well, you know. But I kind of let my guard down when it comes to certain people. And I just think, I look at it like this. If you do something grimy to me, it's like, that's in God's hands. Like, you was going to do it regardless if I was going to be the best friend of you or whatever the case, you just going to do it. And if it's meant for you to be removed out of my life, then it is what it is. I didn't let somebody fucking sign an apartment underneath my name and the bitch got fucking evicted and didn't tell me. Wow. You know, all kind of shit. Like,
Oh, you know what? Like, and you had some Love and Hip Hop drama. That girl that you was friends with wrote a damn book. That was whack.
She wasn't my friend. Well, she was friends with a friend of mine and we became cool. I'm not gonna act like we wasn't cool, but she was my friend, Tyena's friend. And she added me in a book that she wrote. And the book sold like 6 units. So
you know what?
I'm not really, you know, I don't have any.
Yeah, we're not gonna push it.
That was a blog.
Yeah, nobody read that.
It's
bullshit,
a pamphlet.
So I don't.
Right.
Yeah. So it is what it is. But I mean, I feel like a lot of those situations, even like you said, on Love and Hip Hop, that's why I asked you that. Cause I feel like if anything, I fell out with some people when I did the show, but I got up out of there anyway. Like I didn't feel comfortable doing that shit.
I used to always be like, L'Oreal, do not misrepresent yourself. Cause you know, sometimes on Love and Hip Hop, they want you to act crazy. And I'm like, it don't matter. Like, don't even try to get more airtime because you have a bigger brand in this show. Like, you have.
But I got mad at her at one point because I'm like, damn, I should have punched this bitch in the face. You know what I mean? I did feel like that with certain instances after two bitches I could think of in general. Like, but it's like, I just feel like I should have punched them in the face. But in the long run of all of it, when I think about it and the brands that I work with now and things of that nature, they don't work with people like that. You get what I'm saying? Like, they watch my Instagram now. I got to watch myself with even, I use the N word a lot, whatever the case. Like, I try to hold back because I want those national deals and those national brands. So Angela was actually really right. So sometimes you just got to trust your friends as well. Because they do know better and they're not trying to knock you down. Sometimes they are looking out for you, you know? You may not feel like it sometimes. Like, damn, Ange.
It's hard because it's hard. It is hard because sometimes you want to give people advice, but you also want to mind your business, like as a friend. Mm-hmm. You want to let people kind of do their thing and you don't want to be on some, I told you so, or do this or do that, or be judgmental.
Or come off as,
but sometimes you really do feel like I have to at least say something.
No, you were right. You were totally right, you know?
And I'm glad that things turned out the way that they did. And Spice, even for you on the show, I'm glad that you don't misrepresent yourself either and that you make sure, you know, you have an album coming out and you're a huge brand. And so I just feel like I wouldn't want to see you on there doing nothing wild. Even I saw when you were, who was it that you, Akbar, you know, even you being like, I don't really rock with her, but we also not going to talk shit. You know what I'm saying about anybody's children. And I feel that because you can also be respectful of a person, even though you don't really like them.
Right. And for me, I think my brand means a lot to me and it's just hard for me to fake it. I'm just a real person and that's just who I'm going to be, regardless if the cameras are on or off. And that's just what I brought to the show. I be myself. I wasn't, you know, I never misrepresent myself in any way at any time. It's always 100% me that you're getting.
You know, it's really shocking. This is your first album.
Right.
How is that possible?
I would say that too. I was like, look, we're definitely surprised.
I'm like, did I miss something?
Right.
I know. I think, and I will take that as a compliment because for you to be in the business for over 10 years and people don't realize that you've never released an album, I'm going to take that as a compliment. Mm-hmm. That means I've been doing extremely well with putting out my music and my singles. The name of my album is called 10. And it's been 10 years now. It's funny when I talk about it, sometimes I have to laugh. It's been 10 years now. It's my first album. It's my baby. It means a lot to me. And my fans have been waiting on this for 10 years. Can you really imagine? So I'm putting my heart and soul into this. It's going to be huge, historic. I don't want to give out too much because it's
we're going to do it. As a matter of fact, we are going to debut your video for Friends. So let's do that right now.
And that's one of the songs from the album. So yeah, Friends. And funny enough, Friends is doing extremely well. the first 2 days it came out, it was number one on the iTunes reggae chart in the US. It was number one on the iTunes reggae chart in the UK. Right. It's been doing extremely well. So for us to be premiering the song today,
yes,
this big anthem, one of my fans' favorite, my favorite, yes, a song that means a lot to me.
And yeah, the video is so meaningful. So
did your boyfriend it was,
we look, are, I'm like, did your boyfriend?
No, we are so honored to play it, and we're going to talk about it right after. And okay, so let's make sure that we play this song right now. The song, the video is called Friends. This is off of Spice's new album, 10. Let's get into it, and we're premiering it on Lip Service.
Mama used to tell me, friends not good for you, girl. But I know I will learn the hard way. Smiling at your face, them a chat behind your back. One like them a sheep, but them a wolf in a pack. Now make them build your weed with lizard tail and give your crap. If words could talk to you, trust me, you'd a shock. Say them love you, don't fall for that. Man to man, so unjust, member.
Trust nobody. You help that person.
Man, listen.
They stab you in your back. Your friends are sitting there having drinks. And I ain't gonna lie, that's why I don't turn my back on my drink.
Mm-hmm. I know. And me either.
Because she drank it all.
You see me have my blue drink.
You blue drink right now.
When I'm doing performances and anybody pouring my drink, they have to pour it in front of me. And funny enough, friends who I used to say that to, they used to feel offended if they bring me a drink and I did not see when they open the drink.
Yeah.
And I say, I don't want it. They get offended because they feel like I'm judging them. Mm. But it's the same friends who is not around me anymore. So now I can see, you see when my blood clot. You can't trust nobody. You can't trust no one.
Those girls were poison. I had to do it. Anyway,
right.
Thank you, Ange. I was asking, did your boyfriend help you like direct? I know he's a videographer. So did he help with shooting the video at all?
No, this video, I shot it in Jamaica. Mm-hmm. with my longtime producer, Extreme Arts, who I've been working with for years. He does all my projects. And I went back home to shoot this video because I felt like I knew my people there. I'm in Atlanta right now, but whenever I want that authenticity, I have to go to Jamaica.
Yeah,
I have to go to Jamaica to get the real people, the actors, you know, the people who will show the realness.
Yeah,
right.
Of what I've been through. And so that was shot in Jamaica by Extreme Arts. But yeah, I'll definitely be doing a lot of projects with my baby.
Oh, man. Extreme Arts, like, we were friends before. Now I don't know if I could trust you.
Don't take no drinks from them no time soon.
Wait, so did you shoot during the pandemic? Did you manage to go, like, during COVID? Because I know it's been hard to travel.
Right. I did shoot it during the pandemic, got permission and everything. Traveling back to Jamaica, first you have to do a COVID test anyway, so I have to be tested, and then I have to stay there for 14 days before I can do any form of work. So I did stick to the rules. I did my COVID test and did my 14-day quarantine, and then, you know, got my permission and shot there. So yeah, I did shoot it during the pandemic.
Loria, you about to say something?
I want to talk nasty. Okay. Now.
wait, before one more thing before that. When is the album coming out?
The album is set to release sometime in the summer. We haven't found a date yet, but another major historic single from the album is coming out in April. And I think that's going to set the record for me in terms of, I have two giants coming out on that track.
Sean Paul and Shaggy. I cannot wait.
We are excited about that.
Oh, wait, that was a secret?
Sorry. Angela, why you did that? I mean, I think we can talk about it. For me, I'm happy and excited that I was able to bring them together, because I've never seen someone, you know, on a track with Sean Paul and Shaggy. And so having them together on one track, it means the world to me. It's so historic. And I think, like, within dancehall space, we always try to go outside of the genre in order to get that international, you know, crossover record. But we have the two giants within the genre that has done it and has the audience for it. So why not have them come together on a track? And I think it's just...
It took you to do it. I think that's amazing. Yes. Before L'Oreal gets nasty, I do want to propose for lip service, because I was trying to go to Jamaica, right, before the pandemic was really announced. But we would love to do live lip service. I know VP Records will make it happen. In Jamaica.
Yes,
in
Jamaica. Yes.
Over the summer, when your album is out, I think we need to do something. Like, we need to make it like a real, you do, like, honestly, we would love to support you in any way that we can, because I think you are so dope. And, you know,
I appreciate that.
We love it.
I appreciate that. And that's pretty easy for us to have that happen. So yeah, VP Records, they'll hear it. So they'll make it happen. Big up VP Records. Yeah.
They are here right now. They just, you can't see them, but they are here right now.
They're here.
They're everywhere.
They're hearing.
That would be amazing. And thank you so much for the support, even though the album is not even out yet. But this first single that you're premiering today also means a lot to me. So thanks for the support. And like I said, the song really means a lot to me. So when the album is ready, you know, make our boy for skin out track on it and then something for go on bad at Jamaica.
Yes, we're excited for you, for sure.
All right, so L'Oreal, get nasty.
Thank you. I've been dying to talk nasty.
I know. Okay, so
I did see on the blog.
Where your hands?
Where your hands? I'm trying to let y'all see me because the lighting is terrible.
Okay,
here,
so I want
to
make sure you're not touching yourself.
Okay, so I did see on the blogs, I don't know if I really wanted to say the guy's name, but he did this interview. And during the interview, he spoke with the woman and he told her that she shouldn't be like holding away sex from a guy that she's dating. Basically saying that, like, if you dated him, you should be fucking, whatever the case. What's the longest you've ever made a man wait? And did you make your boyfriend wait at all? Or was it like a one, you know, the first night you knew, like, I'm giving up the draws?
The longest I've made a man ever waited was a year.
Boom.
But this relationship that I'm in.
She said, gonna be me.
In the past, I've made someone waited a year. But this relationship I'm in now, I don't remember how long it was, but I was ready, baby.
Right now, right here.
Right. Let's get it.
Yeah. It wasn't as long as like the past relationship that I had. I didn't wait a year at all.
Was the first time you guys did it amazing, or was it like awkward?
I would say it was amazing because that's what had him coming back. Mm. Because for me, one strike and you're out. I'm that type of person.
No second chances. So, no second chances with Spice.
But do you break out all the stops on your first time having sex? Like, do you break out your tricks? And
yeah, you gotta hold back a little.
Wait. You have to you have to break down your question because we don't really trust you. Don't accept me. When you say break out all the stops, what do you mean?
So you might say something like, about butt plugs already, right?
I know. Be careful with that.
I'm not talking to y'all no more. That's it. I'm turning my mic off. No, I mean, like, you know how we all may have our little tricks that we do, you know? So are you like, I'm going to hit them with the squeezing?
Oh, no.
What do you call it again?
Quintet.
No,
for me.
No, I can't name my child Quentin.
I think I would say I kind of tricked him into, you know, I acted very shy and cute, like, you know.
Mm-hmm. I never do this before.
I know, all right.
I'm so inexperienced. Am I doing it right?
That's how she acted in the beginning of this interview, too, by the way.
Yeah, remember, she's
an actress.
Yeah. Then she came out and was like, that dick, and squeezed the dick. I was like, oh, wow.
That's what I did. I think I kind of played cute a little bit. Like, I didn't, you know, I wasn't experienced into, you know.
But do you do everything right away? Like, do you give head? You know, do you do a blow?
Oh, no. Not right this song. Don't do that, Angela. No. My mother's name is Angela, by the way. So it's so weird when I call your name. That's my mother's name.
Why would she say that, right? Why would she say that?
But no, you can't give a man everything, because when you give him everything, then what left?
Mm-hmm. Right.
What's next? So you got to season the chicken. You got to put the seasoning little by little until it gets spicy. You know, you have to take your time with the flavor. Mm. So something has to jump out even months later. He has to be like, whoa. Like, I'm not letting you girls into my secret, but I'm going to tell you a little tea or a little thing or two. Like, for Valentine's, I was a totally different person. Like, a totally different persona. Totally different woman. Yeah. I gave her a name.
Mm, come on,
with a costume change.
Yes. We love a little girl.
What's the name? What's the name?
I can't give you my bedroom name.
Okay, okay, Grassy.
Right, Grassy.
Color, you know.
New York.
He's madly in love with that. So, and that's the first time I'm doing that for him. So it's like a whole different another flavor. Mm-hmm. And he keeps asking for
to bring it back
that girl. And I'm here now, like, why it sound like you like that girl more than me?
That's cute.
Yeah, so it's little fun things like that. You can't give them everything.
You got to bring her back and surprise him one night, you know?
I know. He keeps asking for her, but he has to work for her. Mm-hmm. She so only come out on special occasions.
Did
stuff.
You put on a wig, a different wig and everything? Like, did you put on...
Different everything, different costume, things that he's never seen, things that, you know, we never did. Like,
an Atlanta,
you know,
accent.
You have to take your time. So it's like the first time when... I used to act shy, and I was the one on my back acting real cute. I'll do a little cute wine and stuff. A few months after, I'm on top. I'm in charge. Me, I ride it right through, and I quint it, and I boom flick on them something day after. Oh, and then a couple months after that, instead of standing on your foot, you go up on top of your head. You know, you do it upside and down.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got to step it up. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, because I'm not there.
I know Gigi be getting on her head and all that, but I ain't...
I never got on my head with a dick, though.
No, like, I use my head, but not in that way.
Like, y'all that broke me out. I'm not used to, you know.
What's your favorite position? now that you guys are, you know, official on the internet and everything, what's your favorite position?
I'd say mine is back shot.
I knew it. Woo-hoo. I could tell by the way you pulled that girl's hair in the Friends video.
Angela is nasty.
She is. Yeah, that's my favorite position. What's yours, Angela?
Thank you. Finally.
Y'all know I really like reverse cowgirl. That's really enjoyable to me. Because it is my favorite for a couple of reasons. A, I feel like I'm doing like a little workout. And so, you know, you can like, and it's just fun to me. I don't know. I just like it.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. That creates a good visual for him as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, yeah. Do you ever, like, when you're having sex, have you guys ever started thinking about other things?
Like another guy?
Or just like anything else. Have you ever been having sex and just thinking about, yeah, maybe another guy?
Or like, damn, did I unplug the iron?
Spice, down that whole drink so you could tell the truth.
Drink it.
Maybe you thought about some blues while you was having sex.
we can watch a little blues while having sex. I like that too.
Okay.
Yeah. Definitely had sex before and was like, okay, when is this gonna be over? Mm-hmm. Like I've thought of that before.
I know.
Don't let the TV be on because I will watch the show. I'll be like, what's happening?
OMG. What's out laughing at something that happened on TV? I've done that before, too.
Or maybe you laughing at him and you act like it's the TV.
I ain't going to lie, though. One time, I forgot what I was watching, but it was like two men. Maybe it was Oz. And I was like, this is kind of fucking up the mood. I had to turn it. I was like, hold on a second.
I can't do that.
I can't imagine.
Yeah, I can't do that. When the TV's on and we're having sex, it got to be off. Like, it distracts me easily. Like,
yes.
I don't want to be watching the TV or seeing other stuff because then I start thinking about it. So,
no.
There's something funny happening and you start laughing.
No, nothing's worse than one time I was watching a movie where like HBO was on and the movie switched. And it was like, the guy was like, you have HIV.
And I was like, right in the face. Straight out, let's
go. Oh my God, it's telling me a sign. You got to get out of here. This nigga is not, God is warning you. So that was not a good time.
God is trying to tell you something right now.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Spice, I do want to thank you so much for joining us. I knew you would be fun. You know, I've always wanted to have you on Lip Service. So I'm glad that you were on the show. And we are very supportive of whatever you have going on. We're excited that we got to debut the Friends video because we all loved it. Yes. Gigi, I know Gigi got a lot of Friends stories, too, that we didn't get to.
Oh, my God. Gigi got all these friends.
But Gigi, you
have a lot of friends.
That's because you have...
What?
Go ahead.
What?
No, I want both of y'all to go ahead because I'm interested to see where they're going with this conversation.
Go ahead, Angela. I got a what?
I'm going to say, because some of your friends, I used to be like,
Right.
I could tell they ain't shit.
I still feel that way.
Yeah.
Lil Riel would be like, that ain't your friend.
Mm-hmm. I tell her all the time. I'll be right there like, I don't like her.
That ain't your friend. Keep that bitch away from me. Don't bring me around her.
What would you say is the worst thing that happened to you, Gigi, with somebody you thought was a friend of yours? And this might be part two, Spice.
The worst thing definitely was when I had two of my friends, well, who I thought were friends of a very long time, like a 10-year span friendship, go back and tell my boyfriend at the time a bunch of things that he wasn't supposed to know.
Them always do that. Them want your man. Them very jealous over your relationship.
That was terrible. And another thing I had happen was, of course, somebody went back and had sex with him.
Went back and had sex.
Gigi, you got the worst friends. I'm not gonna.
We had a threesome, and after the threesome, they went and had sex behind my back. So, and it was just like, why do you have to sneak and do that when I already gave y'all permission?
I'd have been there. Yeah,
if you wanted to do, then just you wanted your dick sucked, then go ahead. At least my jaws would be rested for the day. But you know, they both felt the need to be sneaky about it. So, of course, neither one of them are in my life right now. So, you know, life goes on. You learn from their experiences. And
experiences are a blessing.
Yep.
Spice, have you ever had a threesome?
No.
What about girls hitting on you?
I know that happened.
But I'm strictly dickly.
Yeah. So never, not even once did you ever have like...
We heard it, romping shop.
I'm like, are you capping? Like, what's happening?
No, it's never been... something. I'm a Christian girl. It's never been.
I've never done that before.
She's a one-on-one type of person.
Yeah, I'm a one-on-one type of person.
Like, yeah, yes, okay. Not even on his birthday.
Oh
no, not even on his birthday. Because if you listen to what Gigi said, she said she gave him the opportunity to have sex with her friend, and the friend went back and had sex with him. So I can learn from that experience, and I've always had that in my head.
Yep.
I'm not gonna bring somebody to have sex with my man because that's the same thing that they're gonna do. Go behind your back and have sex with him.
Your boyfriend gonna hate Gigi now. Fuck, I know. Gigi.
He like, damn, now, y'all setting this up.
Y'all don't have to have a threesome. All you gotta do is switch into your character. Okay, he loved that character.
There goes Valentine's Day next year.
He's gonna get to a whole different person.
She got B from New York. What up, B? Give me that dick, son.
Okay, Timberland heels on.
But I'm sorry that happened to you, Gigi. I mean, for friends, we just always have to learn the hard way, and it's sad that we have to go through that, especially with people that we trust.
Yeah, and fuck the nigga too.
Yeah, fucking
all the way.
Well, I mean, any nigga that does that, not just you know, fuck the friend, fuck the nigga. Fuck them. Mm-hmm. They fucked each other.
Are y'all vengeful? Right. Like, do you ever want to get revenge on somebody? Has anybody ever done something like, I'm going to get him back?
I used to be that type of person. I think I've changed a little bit since, you know, just growing up. I've always been that revengeful person. Like, I can't wait or something like that. But I think I've mastered. I think what I've learned to accept right now, because like I said, the experiences that I'm having right now with people who used to be my friends coming at me, I just realized that when you're at the top, they're going to try to bring you down. People are going to always come. Friends come at me just for clout. Like, no reason. May you talk today, may you talk tomorrow, then the next day, yeah, try to get hype at me or coming at me for clothes. And I used to be revengeful, but I learned to just sit back and let God deal with it or deal with them or watch how it plays out. Because even with this friend song, I must say to you, I've had this song for over a year now. My fans know it's not a new song. It was leaked a few years ago, but there was some paperwork problem. It wasn't completely cleared. And I was going through a terrible time in my life where one of my friends, I don't even know if it was betrayal or what his motive was, because him just come out and he wanted people to know that we're friends, trying to get a clout off of me or hype. But it was just whole mix up, telling all kind of lies about me, saying things that I did from what I didn't do, just because he wanted the media to talk about him. Because I feel like in Jamaica right now, everybody just act for Spice. Everybody talk about Spice. Even in the vlogs, they put my name even when it have nothing to do with me, because they know people going to watch it or they're going to click it, and everything is just Spice, Spice, Spice. So he came at me in a way where I don't even know the sense of it or what his motive was. And it was just this big blow up about this friend betraying me. And funny enough, the song was just cleared. VP Records called and said, well, you know, we have all the paperwork for this song. Is this something that you would want to release now? And I said, yes, immediately. Yeah. And the date dropped, number one.
Man. That's good. Well, look at that. Your friends help you get a number one. Former friend. Well, thank you.
Fake friends.
Yeah,
fake friends.
All right. Well, Spice, we thank you again so much for joining us on Lip Service. And we look forward to doing some stuff with you this summer.
Yes, thank ma'am. You for Jamaica, me. Here we come.
Look out for the album. And thank you for premiering the big song, Friends. Thank you.
Yes, wait, ma'am.
All right, ladies. So I'm going to leave you guys. And don't forget, watch your friends. Remember what Mama used to tell you, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Watch your fake friends. Okay.
Fake friends. Your fake friends. That's right, Angela.